inspector went back out to recheck it in January.
Hi, Daniel.
Hey there.
Yes.
Hello. I don't know if you guys watched City Council, but we had proposed eliminating the 24 square foot maximum individual sign size in the OP district. And it was pushed back to Planning Commission. They want to impose a 150 square foot maximum sign size limitation, but I guess you can keep your eyes open for Planning Commission, and if you want to opine from your position as BZA members. Really, in this year, we've only had one, and it was South College, and they went from 24 square foot to 165. So, I don't know. I'm not on the policy side, but it seems like it's not a great rule. It's not a great law, regulation.
Yeah.
But
we like to opine. I don't mind opining.
Well, the kicker of it is, it, having that limitation on the individual sign doesn't reduce the total sign area. It just, because you can still have 5% scattered across the building facade, it just limits the individual sign size. So that's the part that has me scratching my head. But that's okay. I went to bat for you. I got beat down, but I went to bat for you.
Nobody wants to mess with the sign code.
What happened at city council with Mr. Clark, the variance that we turned down?
The guy that built on KUB property?
Yeah.
When that was originally heard, their attorney was having technical difficulties. And so it came back 2 weeks later, which was Tuesday, and they voted to reintroduce the idea or reintroduce the request. And so it's coming back in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
He still has a PZA appeal sign out in his yard. I didn't know if that was a statement that he was making.
I don't know.
I have a quick question. I have a fan running in my office. Is it making any noise that is background that affects my sound? Okay. Thank you.
So I don't know how my second monitor blanks out with, and it just covered up all my notes. When I open up Zoom, it blanks out my second monitor.
Can y'all hear me okay?
Yeah. Hello, David.
Good, good.
Hey, Josh, you're on a Zoom meeting. You don't, the mask.
He's in an
open office. You can't be too careful. I don't want to catch a computer virus.
Talk about belt and suspenders, Josh. I mean, goodness.
You know, they're coming up with a new way to catch it every day, so. Hey.
We're better now.
Let's see. Christina's there, but I can't see Christina.
You know, she likes to hide.
No, I'm actually in the process of setting up in the main assembly room, so I will have my video on shortly.
Okay.
Do we have anybody that's coming there, Christina? Do we know?
I don't think so. I'm just going out of an abundance of caution. You know how lawyers like to do.
Christina Bowler?
Well, I was glad that we were doing this by Zoom. I was dreading putting on long pants.
Story of your life.
Yeah.
Do you know how I can mute this when I'm not talking? I don't see the mute button. I have a technical assistant here. I'm at Lorraine Street, Morris Avenue. Okay, I'm ready now. Thank you.
The video, mute your video too if you need to.
Oh, okay.
Make it black. Make it black screen.
files for this meeting?
Oh, yeah.
You want the hard copies or you want me to email them to you?
Will they be in my email somewhere that I can come?
I'll send them right now. Yeah, I'll send them right now.
There it is.
Do we have everybody?
I believe so. I'm working on my computer screen real quick here. Sorry. All right. I think we're ready to start.
Yeah, I believe we've got the list of attendees that are present as well. So I'll promote them at the time when their applications are being heard.
All right. Thank you. Okay, welcome. Welcome to the City of Knoxville Board of Zoning Appeals. I'm Daniel Odell, Chair of the BZA, and I'll be conducting today's meeting. Here with me online are other members of the BZA, Don Horton, David Dupree, Grant Rosenberg, and Christina Bowler. Also present here are city staff members. Today's meeting will be conducted in the order of the agenda. Agendas were sent out via email prior to today's meeting online. Pursuant to the BZA's administrative rules, each matter on the agenda will be considered in the following order. Staff comments, proponents, opponents, rebuttals, discussion among board members, motion and then a second, and then further discussion among board members, and then finally a vote. Each members of the public may address the board, and the following rules will apply. Each person may speak for up to 5 minutes and shall not have more than one time to speak, except that the chair may allow an additional 2 minutes to the applicant for rebuttal. When more than one person wants to speak on an issue, each side is limited to 3 speakers with 5 minutes each. The board may ask questions of any speaker and may allow more time or more speakers by a vote. Speakers should limit their remarks to the facts of the case and should avoid repeating comments that have previously been presented to the board. All speakers should come to the raise their hand online here and speak directly into the microphone and clearly into your computer when it's your turn to speak. Speakers need to state their name and address for the record when you start talking. Appeals of decisions by the BZA are made to Knoxville City Council. A petition for an appeal shall be filed with the Plans Review and Building Inspections Department not more than 15 days from the date of BZA's decision. I will now ask Ms. LeClair to call the roll.
Daniel Odell.
I'm present. I'm here.
Christina Bowler. I'm sorry, Christina Bowler.
Sorry, here.
David Dupree.
Present.
Don Horton.
Here.
Grant Rosenberg.
Here.
All right. We have a quorum. Thank you. Let's see here. Give me 1 second. I apologize. Julianne, I'm looking for my agenda. I apologize. I have it here.
I'll send it to you right now.
In the meantime, I move we approve the minutes from last meeting.
Thank you, David. That's a motion. I'll make a second on that. I don't believe there's any old business from last month, but Juliana, if you can send me that agenda really quick.
Yes, I just emailed it to you.
First three items, roll call, call to order, roll call, and then minutes. So if we get through with the minutes, then you can start in with the old business.
Okay. I don't believe there's any old business. There is, we have one item, I guess, from last month, 6A20 VA. Is that correct? Is that, I still don't have the agenda. It's not coming through.
Yes, there are two items from last month, 6A and 6I. And I emailed it to you. I'll try to send it again.
To clear it up, though, you got to call for a vote on that motion.
All right, 1 second. Okay, thank you. I apologize. Yes, we have a motion and a second on approval of minutes from last month's meeting. All in favor? And Juliana, please call a roll call vote.
Daniel Odle.
Aye.
Christina Bowler.
Aye.
David Dupree.
Aye.
Don Horton.
Abstain. I was out of the meeting.
Grant Rosenberg.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Now, proceeding on to old business. First on the agenda is 6A20VA. It's 854 North Central. I will need to abstain from this vote. I will need to recuse myself. And in doing that, I need to make a motion to elect a new chair. I'd like to make a motion for 6A20VA that Don Horton is our temporary chair for this particular agenda item.
Does that require a vote? Or
yes, it's a motion, so we need a second and then a vote to do so.
I second it.
Motion and a second. Juliana, will you please call a vote on that motion?
Daniel Odle.
Aye.
Christina Bowler.
Aye.
David Dupree.
Aye.
Don Horton.
Aye.
Grant Rosenberg?
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much. So I'm going to recuse and ask Don to take over 6A20VA.
Okay.
Real quick, sorry, I'm also going to have to recuse myself from this item. Between last month and I guess up to last week, we've been engaged, or my company's been engaged by this owner to evaluate construction costs. We have a LOI signed. So I think just out of abundance of caution, I'm going to have to recuse as well.
All right. So we have three voting members, and we will have to have not a majority, but we'll have to have all three votes to pass this variance. And the variance is their current zoning would need 13 parking spaces, but they can only fit 7 on the site and for a future restaurant. Thank you for that.
Don, it's actually only 4 spaces. It's located 4
spaces. Okay.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So reduce the number of spaces from 13 to 4, reduce the minimum two-way drive for 90 degrees from 26 to 20. And do we have comments from the staff?
Staff has no comments.
Okay. All right. We have somebody to speak to this request.
Yes. Can you hear me? Rodney Calvin.
Pleasure.
I think we can hear you okay.
Okay.
Please explain to us what you're doing and why you need this request, variance.
Okay, so our project is at 854 North Central Street. It's an existing building in which we are wanting to renovate for future restaurant use. It's a pre-existing non-conforming property. And currently the property is just small and it's of an irregular shape. And with the current layout with the existing building there and the site, we are unable to get the 13 parking spaces that are required. And there's no way to fit those 13 spaces along with the 26-foot drive aisle on site.
Okay. So you are adding a little bit to the building and the drive aisle.
Correct. We're adding a small section of building for service, and then the main building shall remain. It's just going to be renovated for a shell space, and then we're working on the site there to try and get as much parking space as we could with the amount of space that we had.
Right.
That's good.
Have you pursued any leased parking or parking agreements with neighboring lots since the last meeting?
Yes, our client did investigate that with the neighborhood or with the neighboring properties. None of them were really eager to lease their parking. One neighbor across the street did have some option there, but they were only willing to do it on a temporary basis, which would, in the lease, they wanted to have a 30-day termination clause in it. So then that would only really allow for temporary parking solution and would put us out, it would put us non-conforming in the future if we were to still sign that.
So originally it was from 13 down to 7, but now in the revision is 13 down to 4.
Correct. We had another plan that we were trying to use what we thought was an existing alley there. You can kind of see that to the left side of this drawing. And then come to find out that alleyway is no longer an alley. It is owned by the property to the north. And unfortunately, we were unable to get an easement with that property owner. Part of our property does have you can see that set point to the left on the survey there. That set point is actually in the middle of an existing curb cut from North Central Street. So we were hoping that would allow us to gain access to the light that's there at Bernard. But we were told that that's not an acceptable option by city engineering.
And going back to your site plan,
mm-hmm.
The stippled area at the top of your site drawing, what is all of that area there?
There is currently some part of the building that is going to be demolished, and there is concrete and asphalt back there. And we are going to infill that currently with gravel. Hopefully in the future, we will find a tenant that it's for a future restaurant, and that would be the area that we are proposing that they put a kitchen.
And of course, there's still no proposed tenant for the restaurant?
We do not currently have a tenant. Whenever we originally had this project, we had one, but it fell through at the moment.
Okay.
Donald, I'm not trying to usurp you, but there wasn't any, you didn't ask for any opposition, did you?
Oh, no, did not. Yeah, thank you. Is there any opposition to speak to this? Okay, I take the silence as a no. All right. And you're you're limited to how you can enter the site from Central.
Correct. Yeah, there's an existing curb cut there that we're going to utilize, and we're asked by City Engineering if we could keep that.
Okay, I'm still, the gravel area to the east, I guess that is, the top of the sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And is the project contingent on finding a tenant and building that space out?
It will be. And the thing too is, like, we don't have any access to, like, from the front there, from North Central to get up there. That alley is not really an alley, I guess, if you will.
Okay, so people can't park there and walk around to the front of the building?
No.
Why not? It's not on public property that they can walk on?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess they could then. Yeah, they can walk them.
Okay.
Do we have access to that alley? Isn't that private?
No, I don't know if we have access.
I think there's no drive access to it.
Okay.
Like, it's abutting another property and a private alley.
Okay, so, all right.
Is there any issue with City Engineering for the decrease in the drive aisle?
We hadn't had any other conversation with them. We did try to work with them on a separate plan to try and get more parking, but that was unsuccessful.
And it looks hard for a vehicle in the handicapped space to back out of that space and make a turn through the curb cut. I'm not seeing how this site plan really works.
Well, currently, I guess what we were trying to do is where it would back up toward that spot on the right side. There's a building there, and it would make your turn to the left to exit.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments from the board?
Is the curb cut is exactly where it needs to be because of the vicinity to the light?
I believe so. That was existing. Yeah, they just asked us to use that existing curb cut, and I'm assuming that was the reason. That light falls, there's another existing curb cut. If you look on the left side of our drawing, that's where the light is.
I'll make a motion that we approve the request on the basis of it being an irregular lot size and the difficulties of there not being an approach to the rear with the vehicle, and also on the basis of having pursued all the alternatives for leasing adjacent parking lots and other parking opportunities.
Do we have a second? I will second that. Okay, all in favor? Do we need a roll call? I guess we do, don't we? Joanna.
Bowler.
Aye.
David Free.
Opposed.
Don Horton.
Opposed. Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we deny 6A20VA.
I second. And let's have another roll call.
Christina Bowler.
Nay.
David Dupree.
Yes.
Don Horton.
Aye. Okay, so we motion to deny the request. What this was 6A. I've lost the number.
6A 20VA.
20VA. Motion to deny the request is carried. And I will turn this back over to Daniel. Do we need a vote on that, or?
I don't think so, Don. We specified in the motion before that was just for that one
just
item.
Just for that one, okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask on what basis this was denied?
The site, in my opinion, the site is too small for what's trying to be fit on there. And yes, there are irregularities in shape, but it just is not fitting, getting adequate parking on the site.
Well, I mean, isn't the size and shape, we can't, it's an existing building. We can't get the required number of parking on there anyway.
My biggest issue was the parking. There's initially it was going from 13 to 7, and now you want to go to 13 to 4. There's no tenant identified, so we don't know if that's going to be sufficient for workers or whatever the case may be. And then without an agreement, we don't know if that's going to overpopulate, depending on what the tenant may end up being, that area, and cause additional congestion. And so without that, I'm just not in favor at this time.
And if I may, just real quick, the vote's been cast on this item. So, you know, this item's concluded for the purposes of this agenda today. Thank you.
Okay, do we need to have a motion to switch chairs, or are we good to go?
No, we're good. We had specified in there that Don was just going to be the temporary chair for that one item, so I think it just reverts back to you.
Oh, Christine, I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Okay. We had the motion for Don to be the chair just for that one item, so I think it automatically reverts back to you, Daniel.
Christine, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Daniel, can you hear any of us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can't hear David.
I could hear Christina both times. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Lisa. Yeah, Christina didn't come through on mine. Interesting. Okay.
I can just let you know what she said was that it automatically reverts back to you because the vote was for a limited chairmanship.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Okay, next up, we have another old business item, item 6I20VA, 2401 Central Street. Is there anyone here to speak to this item? This variance request?
It's my understanding that this particular item was going to be deferred for another month. And if that be the case, I would so move.
I believe Mr. Ewers is here to speak on behalf of it.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. This is Brian Ewers, 111 East Jackson Avenue. We are requesting a further postponement of this item. We postponed the last meeting to, I guess, negotiate with our adjoining neighbor for off-site parking. Those negotiations are continuing. They are not final. We are we're getting close. So I would the hope would be that if we could come back next month, we would have a signed agreement in place that will help our appeal.
Okay. I'll make a motion to postpone 6I-20 EVA to the August 2020 meeting.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Julianne, if you would call a vote on that, please.
Daniel Odle.
Aye.
Christina Buller.
Aye.
David Dupree.
Aye.
Don Horton. Don Horton. Moving on to Grant Rosenberg in the meantime.
Aye.
And Don?
Aye.
Horton?
I was muted.
All right. Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
On the new business, 7A20 VA, that's Sycamore Signs, 109 Callahan Drive. Is there someone here to speak to this?
This Maybe, item, this this is Brian Berry with the City of Knoxville.
Hey, Brian.
This item was removed from the agenda. The applicant provided additional information after the agenda packet had already gone out and the advertisement for the agenda had already been run. And so this is no longer going to be heard on the agenda.
All right. Then we will move on. The next item is 7D20 VA, Metropolitan Knoxville Airport Authority, 2701 Spence Place. Is there someone here to speak to this real quick? If so, please speak up and name and address for the record.
Yeah, just a moment. Mr. Blake Sarton is here to speak on behalf of the airport.
Okay. In that, while we're waiting for that, are there any staff comments about this that need to be put into the record?
Yeah, engineering has comments on this one. Okay. We do not oppose this, and we'd like to give a reason why, since we often do oppose FEMA variances. This being an airport, it's governed by FAA. So they have pretty strict standards they have to meet. Also that with their runway elevation already established, they have to meet pretty strict slope requirements from the runway to the hangar. And so that is kind of a hardship in that area that we feel is there. And also just there's other hangars that are already built. And so we feel like those things give us some more comfort with this variance. I feel like there is one other thing. Oh, they're asking, what they're asking to be varied to is still well above the 100-year floodplain elevation. And so those things together give us comfort with this variance that we don't always have with FEMA variances.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other staff comments?
No comments.
Okay, thank you. I think Mr. Blake is gonna speak to this real quick.
Yes, this is Blake Sarton, 765 Parrott Road, Maryville. And I'd just like to, if you guys have any questions about it or what we would like to do is, we have a tenant who is proposing to build a row of hangars alongside an existing row of hangars on a taxi lane that comes off of the existing taxiway system at the airport. Yeah, I think you can see in the drawing right there. We have two rows of box hangars there to the left of the red box that are pre-existing from a previous developer. And we have a new developer that would like to do infill to the right there, to the east of that, alongside the new taxi lane that we recently built a couple of years ago. And then there's that new long hangar to the right of that that's very recently constructed. And I'm happy to answer any questions anybody has on that.
I'm not really sure who this question is directed to, but I'm wondering why it wasn't zoned in Recode, why it wasn't zoned the IH or whatever, the zone that allows for airports.
That's a good question. This is Brian from the city, and I think at this point staff as well as the planning staff are working to try to help the municipal airport to clarify this and to do what needs to be done to make the changes in the future so they won't have to come back before the Board of Zoning Appeals for things like this.
I'll chime in here Christina, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I agree with everything Brian just said. I think, you know, this piece of property, it's in such a, you know, the use and the area that it's in, it's just such a unique setting. So we are working on that, but that is definitely something on our radar. But today I think, you know, we're here kind of just, it is what it is. It's in the institutional zone today, and we're just looking for, you know, the permission to expand it. So I think, you know, in terms of the variance, Ryan, did we phrase it that way as needing a variance, or are we expanding a nonconformity?
I believe it's expanding a nonconforming use. Yeah.
So this is under a different set of provisions in the zoning code. You're not required to find a hardship here. There's eight different criteria that have to be met, and I think that it's Juliana, is this in the packet as well, maybe towards the end? If not, I can send it over to somebody to share it on the screen.
Yes, let me check. If it's not in the packet, it would have been emailed. I'll check now.
Okay, thank you. Just wanted to add that point of clarification there.
Julia, you sent it out to us on Thursday last week. You sent it out as a separate document.
Thanks, Grant. Brian, would you like me to email it to you?
Sure. That'd be great.
Is that in the pack? And is that in the email? The file that was called non-conforming.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go, Brian.
If there's no other questions from the board, I'll make a motion we approve based on the city's comfort level with the item and the fact that it's institutional client or institutional use and the institutional tenant. So I think it's a pretty reasonable ask.
Briefly, as a point of order, I need to ask if there's anyone here that's opposed to this motion, I believe. I don't think we've done that yet.
Sorry.
If there is, please raise your hand on the little participants thing here. And I don't see anyone that's opposed. And so Grant's made a motion. Is there a second to that motion?
Second to the motion.
There's a motion and a second. Julianne, if you would call a vote, please.
Daniel Odell.
I'm aye.
Christina Bowler.
Aye.
David Dupree.
Aye.
Don Horton?
Aye.
Grant Rosenberg?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Thank you very much. And looking back at our agenda, it looks like we are done. I think that was the last agenda item today, so this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a good evening. Stay cool.